Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mike Glauser's here. Mike is a new friend. He's the author of the new book, Main Street Entrepreneur. He's executive director of the Clark Center for Entrepreneurship at the Utah State University. He's a serial entrepreneur himself, and he's our new friend, Mike Glauser. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. It's great to be with you this morning.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on your book, Main Street Entrepreneur. Not your first book, though, right?
No, I've written others, and they're all about entrepreneurship, building your own business, and taking control of your life.
What do you think is the state of entrepreneurship in America right now?
Well, it's interesting. The number of startups are actually going down a little bit. And this new millennial generation, they all say they want to be entrepreneurs, but they're not. They're not starting businesses. They're not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is? By the way, in 2009, after the crash of 2008, I predicted that startups, when everybody was saying, oh, just wait till the startups get going, this economy will start heating up again. And I predicted back in those days, I've got it's on record, that I said over the next few years, 4 to 5 or 6 or 8 years, startups would not be increasing. They'd be declining. And I'm sorry to say I was right.
Well, they have decreased a little bit, and they're kind of level right now. But I, you know, my work is important because I think we need to start businesses more than ever before. The question of the future is not how do I find a job; it's how do I create my own job and build my own company.
Why do you think millennials are not are they not entrepreneurial, or do they not have the passion for something to do what it takes to be a startup?
You know, they're a very value-driven...
Or the capital.
I don't think it's capital at all. They're a value-driven group. They want to work for companies that are making a difference in the world. The idea of just taking a job to make money is kind of appalling to them, but they just don't have the real motivation or sometimes the work ethic to get out and do what you have to do, to put in the time and the hours and the effort over an extended period of time.
You have research to back this up, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. So, but the challenge we have at the university, our students are getting fewer interviews and fewer jobs, and we kind of understand this cognitively, but we don't understand, you know, the real impact of technology. Technology is accelerating so rapidly in every field that jobs are being eliminated all over the place. And there was a recent study done by Oxford University of 702 occupations worldwide. And they've predicted, following the trends in those industries, that about half of those will be gone in one decade.
Wow.
And you've maybe seen the long-term AP study that was released a year or so ago. They're predicting that, you know, people coming out of college now will be unemployed about 5 different times for a year or more during their careers.
Wow.
And it's just that we're seeing the development of robotics and software and hardware, and we've reached a point, the first time in our history, where revenue in corporations is increasing, but that's not producing jobs. Jobs are actually going down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all these political candidates say, I'm going to bring manufacturing back. Well, manufacturing is reshoring. It's coming back, but it's not creating jobs because we're building fully automated plants
that don't need
people.
I reported in the last decade that for the first five years of this century, the country that lost the most manufacturing jobs in the world was China, and it wasn't because those jobs went to Vietnam, it was because of technology.
Yeah. Well, the use of robotics, just in 10 years, a manufacturing robot cost about $200,000, and now they cost about $80,000. They replaced 20 employees, and they cost about $4 an hour to operate. And so we're just moving more into robotics and manufacturing and in healthcare and in pharmaceuticals.
So what's happening is our technology is the velocity of innovation is outpacing our ability to retrain, redeploy our workforce, isn't it?
Yeah, we've gone through employment shifts before. We used to, 100 years ago, we were all farmers, and now only 2% of us farm. And then after World War II, about 35% of us worked in manufacturing, and that's down to about 8 to 10%. And so we've handled these shifts before, but the problem now is technology is accelerating so rapidly that there's going to be a big void here.
So
before
you're saying,
we create new industries and new jobs, there's going to be a lot of unemployment.
So you're saying that the key to solving this is entrepreneurship.
I think that a lot of people are going to create companies because they want to, and a lot of us are going to have to create companies because we have to. And so I feel like the skills of entrepreneurship, the message, is more important than ever before, that you can start and build a company. Mm-hmm. And so our search has been to find the keys to success. What do the real winners do that the losers are not doing? And that's really what the book is about.
Mm-hmm. So when I started my company in 89, this month, 27 years ago, I did it out of desperation because I'd just gotten downsized, and I had two kids and two mortgages. And so I was motivated to not go to work for somebody else. I was tired of that after 23 years. So I started my own business. Well, 27 years later, I've got employees, I've got contractors, I help make payroll. And so I created one job day one, but over time I've created a number of jobs.
Yeah, it's real interesting.
And that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting. The very technology that is eliminating jobs gives us the opportunity to create
our own jobs wherever we want, to work wherever we want. I couldn't even do things that I'm doing today 20 years ago when I started my business, but I can today because of technology.
But the problem is really, it's quite serious. Just last week, you've maybe heard that Wendy's is shifting the restaurant chain, and 6,000 stores are going to add self-serve kiosk and limited all the frontline employees.
You can thank the proponents of $15 an hour minimum wage for that.
Yeah, and the other thing, I just heard that the Navy has now introduced a ship that can sail miles out to sea without a single sailor on it. It's a drone ship, basically.
Yeah.
So we've got smart cars, we've got delivery drones, we got some significant changes coming that are going to put a lot of us out of work for a period of time.
Yep, and so how do we deal with that? And I think you're right, though. One of the great things about our economy is it fosters and absorbs and promotes niches, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that the key to the future of entrepreneurship, is find a niche and maybe a niche of a niche?
You find a niche, and you have to build a community of, raving fans that love you, that have chosen you to buy from you, and they don't shop elsewhere. And you service that niche with needs they have, with skills that you have.
Mike, I need your website, please.
And the website is MikeGlauser.com.
G-L-A-U-S-E-R, MikeGlauser.com. He's a professor of entrepreneurship, executive director of the Center of Entrepreneurship at Utah State University. Quick break. 20 after. More to come on entrepreneurship from Mike. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.